All right, guys, what's up? An episode of Locked On MLB coming at you. I'm not Sully, but still, I'm here to do the intro because Sully didn't want to read the intro for whatever reason. He wanted to mix things up. Today's episode is brought to you by usually Locker Room, but it is now Spotify Green Room. Join me personally, Javier Reyes, today on the app at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to be watching the beginning of this Reds game. Follow me on the app at Javier Reyes, J-A-V-I-E-R-R-E-Y-E-S, and you'll be notified when the room goes live. And Sully, where can they find you on the app?
Once I figure out where my candle is on the new version of it, I'll always be at Sully Baseball.
Awesome, man.
Hey, let's start this podcast, shall we?
Let's do it, man.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. In today's episode, which is being dropped on the 18th day of June, 2021, as you've already heard, Javi Reyes is in town. The Joker himself has come in. And while he is not going to completely pinch hit here, we are going to tag team this one. We're in a platoon situation, lefty-righty. Mm-hmm. They're bringing in a left-handed specialist. Boom, we're going to hit this one out of the park, just like San Diego did on Thursday night. This show is available on the free and easy to use Odyssey app. And we're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a smart device in your on your phone, your smart device in your kitchen, you got a smart device in your car, tell it to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. And hey, I'm going to go on a limb. Tell it to play podcast Locked On Padres with a certain Javi Reyes in charge. You can follow this show on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pods. You can also follow the same handle on Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Yeah, it's late. It's late in California. Can't imagine how it is for you right now, Javier Reyes. But the other day, Javier Reyes, host of Locked On Padres, lost his damn mind and did a video where he was basically pretending to be Heath Ledger's Joker. Let's play part of that sound right now.
You see, this is how crazy the Padres have made Javi, right? All right, you want order, okay? Then Blake Snell must take off his mask and show us all who he really is. And every day that he doesn't, the Padres will die. I'm a man of my word.
And today, the Padres played a game that even the Joker would have said, that's a little too crazy for my taste. Javi Reyes, welcome back to the show. Your Padres are weird.
They are beyond weird, man. Just the other day, they're getting swept by the Rockies. And a lot of it because Blake Snell is the worst pitcher in baseball all of a sudden, which is really the catalyst for why I became the Joker. And it's still in there inside of me. For those who played semi-spoiler alert, Batman Arkham Knight, the video game.
Yeah, actually,
one of the plot lines is that the Joker is kind of lurking. I'll just leave it at that for anybody who hasn't played the game. I feel like it's going to reemerge every now and then. But that's what prompted is Blake Snell. I'm not totally panicking about the team yet, but it's been a weird team. And then the very next day, playing the Reds, explosive offense, Mark Melanson blows his first actual real save opportunity of the year that didn't involve a runner on second base. Blows the save. Jonathan India, low-key, very good rookie for them. Then tacks onto that by adding a two-run home run. And then the magic happens. And I'm not going to – look, nobody ask – people of the NJ Inquirer, the Star Ledger, whatever, for the tapes of me complaining to my mother about how Eric Hosmer is terrible and he hits everything on the ground and has been bad for a month and a half and not enough people are talking about it. And then he hits the game tying two-run home run. And then Victor Caratini comes up and ends it. The Puerto Rican power master himself. I've always been telling people that the Puerto Rican power is real. And he walks it off. And it was great because it was the first like full capacity game for the Padres. So in a way, the first real home game that they've had. They've had home games, but this was like a real moment. It was so funny. I'm seeing all these people on Twitter. Someone who just graduated on Padres Twitter went to that game. So I hope they're having a great, great time. It was a real pick-me-up, especially for a team that's been absolutely dreadful in the month of June.
Yeah, I want to just get on a couple of things you said there. That ninth inning was so crazy that the Reds are were they a strike away? I can't. It was so weird. Yeah, I believe they were a strike away from Lou. I know they were at least an out away, and then they get the single to tie the game, and then India hits the home run, and this coming on the heels of being swept by the dreadful Rockies. Yeah, and we're going to get into this last month because I'm going to see some silver linings, some stuff pretty soon. So bear with me.
Okay.
And then to see them turn it around with the Hosmer home run and then the walk-off shot, it all happened so fast. You know, it's kind of like, wait a minute, they tied it. We tied it. What's happening? It's like, it was a tight, he was throwing, Miley was like throwing a no hitter deep into the game, which we agree are bad for baseball when pitchers throw no hitters. It's a terrible thing, but I'm just going to push all the buttons of every single argument that Javi and I have had over this past year.
In fairness, I was not a anti no hitter guy. I was just like, wow, this is wild.
And okay.
Who knows what happened? No hitters. I was like, whatever. Who
okay.
Cares?
Fair. Okay. Fair. I was just poking you a little bit there. A couple of things. First of all, this has nothing to do with the play on the field, but the Red Sox got rid of Don Ursillo as the television play-by-play man. And that was almost as criminal as them getting rid of Mookie Betts because he's so good. Mm-hmm. And him saying
that
the home run landed into a sea of San Diegans. My heart just jumped right out of my chest.
Right? Isn't it great?
It was so amazing. And here I am. I'm here in the West Coast. My father, who we lost this year, and I believe is the single-handedly the only reason why the Giants are in first place. It's the only reason that makes sense to me. The Dodgers play right down the 110 from where I'm sitting right now. Mm-hmm. So you think it would behoove me? Last time they were allowing people in the stadium for playoff games, I was there in 2019. So you think it would behoove me to want to see either the Giants from my dad or the Dodgers for my greed in the postseason this year? And
my greed.
Well, you know.
No, I know. It's good, though.
I admit it. I'm a shallow man. And the fact that the Padres won, had that great Ursillo call, and you made the point that they've opened the stadium up. And for so many people who live in San Diego, that this is their team now. There's no Chargers anymore.
Nope.
This is the team to represent the city. There's a lot of college students who, you know, come to San Diego for, you know, there's three terrific colleges, San Diego State, University of San Diego, and especially UC San Diego. A lot of people, that's a destination college for a lot of people. And a lot of people have wanted to see this. And I've called San Diego Buffalo by the Sea because they have an underrated sports angst. And they will never get the credit for the sports angst because of the weather. That has to be one of the things psychologically that you're mad that the kick went wide right and you're shoveling your driveway, as opposed to you're mad that they didn't call the Mark Langston pitch to Tino Martinez a strike. And then you go out and you cut a tube on the beach. You know, it doesn't seem to be the same amount of angst in people's lives. And for that reason, I think it's even worse because they don't even get the credit for suffering. The idea of the summer starting with excitement, with joy with a type of win that you talk about and experience. And I think it could be a potential magical summer in San Diego. And here's the silver line I want to go. The Padres had a 9-game winning streak end on the 24th day of May. Since then, they've really struggled.
Yep.
And it's when they hit a really hard part of the schedule, playing very good teams like Milwaukee, like Houston, like the Cubs, like the Mets, And the good teams started pounding them. And then they got swept by Colorado, and Colorado is not a good team. And that's what prompted you to become the Joker. And so now they're playing a hot Cincinnati team that just mm-hmm. beat a very good Milwaukee team that's climbing back into the playoffs. And this looked like it was going to be more of the same, them creeping back in, you know, making a move against the Brewers and everything like that. And the Padres won tonight. And with that, despite this disastrous 3.5-week stretch that they've had, they are now tied for a wild card spot. In other words, even with the wheels coming off, losing to dumb games, they're still in a position to be playing at least a chance to play a play-in game to play in October, which means you and I know this team is going to go on a good streak. And this is, I think...
Here's hoping, man.
Well, they will, because there's too much talent.
There is too much.
And I think that when you look up and you say, teams have ebbs and flows over 162-game season, and we forgot that because last year we had a sprint. This year we have another miracle, mm-hmm. another mm-hmm. marathon. Sorry, we have another marathon. And we almost forgot that, yeah, this is the rhythm. There's going to be some lousy months. There's going to be some good months. There's going to be some stretches where they're bad. There's going to be stretches where things are good. And you try to survive the bad stretches. And do you know what? They did. They didn't mm-hmm. fall out of contention. It just took one big win to get them back tied for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. And you have a potential for a really magical summer going on in San Diego.
Hey, man. And that's a really great point about we might have forgotten because of last year. Mm-hmm. That, like, the Padres losing before tonight 13 of their last 17. That's like, you're what the hell? Like, that's an awful, like, incredible choke job. But now it's like, we're kind of forgetting. So that is a good point. Again, my jokerness, a lot of it, it's Rockies and then Blake Snell falling apart. But, and then also to mention with Don Russillo, like, I just thought of this now, but like, when was the, we might have the potential where people bring up down the line for years, because Tatis has signed for so long, where we have the rare broadcaster and star player combination. Is there a better combination than Don Russillo with Tatis? I don't think there is. Like, I can't really, now don't get me wrong, the team in general is exciting, but Tatis, you know, you think about, you know, here on the East Coast is Bob Shepard, right? And Derek Jeter was like a long time thing here on the East Coast. Like, that was a huge thing for Yankees fans. Number two, that whole thing, right?
Yeah,
they loved it. They loved it. And I'm wondering, like, the complete like kind of spectrum in terms of personality and electricity, if that could end up happening, that'd be a lot of fun. And also, just what you were saying about their losing streak. Yeah, it basically happens after another great Don call, the Tatis game tying home run with two outs in Houston, where he's just shouting, it's headed onto the track. Like, he's losing his mind. I don't even want to like kind of even attempt to replicate it. And you're right. We might have a great summer. We might have a great summer. And what's so crazy is that we still have the MLB trade deadline to look forward to. And I don't know. Like, I imagine there's going to be a lot of fun that day. I can't wait for what we do at Locked On and all the stuff that we're going to do for maybe some live content reacting to that, because the trade deadline's fun for everybody. The trade deadline is fun and interesting for Millard Thomas of Locked On Diamondbacks and his team that just broke the record for most. Like, even he will have something, you know, Ketel Marte, and I don't think they give up Zach Gallen, but Ketel Marte, Eduardo Escobar, there's still some intrigue to be like, oh, are they going to make these trades and all that? So every team is involved in that. So I think you're right. It could be a a really great summer. There are certainly a lot of things that I'm worried about with the team. I have next week going to be writing about potential trade targets the Padres could be looking into. And a lot of them aren't people that I think people expect. And it's going to be nuts, man. It's going to be nuts. But this was a really, you can't in a vacuum say one game was the thing. But considering you just got swept, Melanson blows his first save. It was really nice. And it was a really fun moment, especially with the full capacity and everything for the Padres to kind of be a little bit Slam Diego-y. They haven't been that all year. Their offense has been struggling hard, aside from Tatis and maybe a little bit of Trent Grisham and Jake Cronenworth every now and then. A lot of guys suffering. So hopefully this is the beginning of them maybe not going to go on a crazy run, but at least them calming down and not losing to teams like Colorado anymore.
All right. Well, with this, that last inning was just
a nutty inning.
Well, it was fully loaded. And speaking of that, this episode is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long cut, and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz that you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On MLB listeners with a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, just $1. Go to www.fullyloadedchew.com. Use promo code Locked On, just $1 and free shipping if you use the code Locked On at checkout. The next time you go for a dip, make it a Fully Loaded Chew. FullyLoadedChew.com. Now look it, the Padres have made a ton of investments on this team to get them to where they are right now, and the investments are paying off. And you know that investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences that you control. Wealthfront can even lower your taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 25% or 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonMLB to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. Get started today. We are here with Jack Napier, aka Javier Reyes, aka the Joker. I am pulling back the curtain a little bit here. We are talking via the Zoom machine. And Javier, are you dressed like a Padre right now?
Yeah, so this has been an ongoing. So part of it is because you know them Snuggy thingies.
Yes, I know them. I know them Snuggy thingies. Yes,
the Snuggy thingies. So I've been using that, and it was like I think it wasn't the beginning of when I started doing the podcast. But then someone pointed out to me, they were like, "Yo, you look like Baby Yoda," or it was you look like you're just like the Padre.
Yeah,
and I like had no idea. So ever since then, I'm like, I feel like every time I'm on camera, especially for this podcast, I have to have my little Snuggie on, especially because I'm a person that when I'm in the room right now that I slumber and go to sleep in, I have to have my fan on. Like I'm one of those types. I need air. I'm not, if you have it above 70 degrees, your boy is not going to sleep. I better have run 7 marathons, written 8 articles, or else I'm not going to sleep. Right. So because of that, I always have to have something on. But yeah, 100%. It's definitely an ongoing thing. One thing that has changed though, is the hair. Of course, I used to have my hair out super duper long and now it's short. The Padres are now 5-9, I believe. 5-9, I think. Or
a good luck charm.
Yeah, not a good luck charm so far with the Padres. It's been great. But I'm happy that, man, look, this game, what a great day. I mean, first of all, you just get, I know you're not a big NBA guy, but I'm not going to go through each of them. But let's just say NBA fans out there, you know, Mavericks, Clipper, all the crazy stuff was happening yesterday in the NBA.
Yeah.
You've got the new Nicolas Cage movie trailer dropped called Pig. Everyone go look that up. You will not regret it. I promise you, you will not regret it. Just some lovely Instagram posts on my feed today. I don't know why I just added that.
Wow, that delusional. That sounded provocative.
Yeah, it was just.
This is a family show. We're selling tobacco-free products here. This is a family show brought to you by Blue Chew.
Yeah, I can't be hoardy on Maine. Let's skip past that.
Yeah, my mom's listening to the show, Javi. What the heck's the matter with you?
Yeah, we'll skip past that. Look, man, it's late for me, as you mentioned early on. It's very late for me. And I finished a lot of work today, and then the Padres just gifted me this wonderful win, and I'm hoping that they can keep it up.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question here. The trade deadline is coming up. Every team wants to pop the hood. I'm not going to do a Rock Auto spot just now, but there's not going to be a lot of pitchers available. Virtually every fan base says, if we get a couple of really good pitchers, great. Why don't you trade for Greg Maddux and Bob Feller and Grover Cleveland Alexander and Satchel Paige? Who are you getting?
Everyone needs a pitcher.
Everyone needs a pitcher. And everyone says, we'll just send them some prospects. For whom? What do you think? You're going to get freaking Jacob DeGrom? Who are you going to get? You're not going to get a big name pitcher. In fact, there was one massive fish out there in Scherzer, who's going to be a free agent. The Washington Nationals are falling off a cliff, and it would behoove them, especially in a weak market. If you had a chip like Scherzer, that probably would have netted them one or two really nice pieces for a rebuild. Well, he's injured now, and so is John Gray of Colorado.
In fairness, the injury for Scherzer is supposedly nothing. Like, he'll be back in like a few days.
Okay, but call me crazy. When you are you're well past 30 and you're injured for any significant amount of time, the quality of the prospect and the quality of the haul you're going to get is going to be diminished. Mm-hmm. And, for the Nats to say, do we trade Scherzer and only get a middling prospect back? Or are we better off just keeping Scherzer in our rotation and cross your fingers that the Mets collapse? I mean, it goes from a no-brainer, we can hold a team's minor league system hostage, or to, we're probably not going to get the return that a Max Scherzer would demand. After that, you've got like Gibson on the Rangers and a smattering of Pirates, and even if the Diamondbacks wanted to unload Bumgarner, he's on the IL. So the question I want to ask, and this may sound strange, I have one question to ask you and then a follow-up. What do you think the biggest need on the Padres is right now moving forward?
So first of all, one thing that I'm going to be talking about, especially over the coming weeks, is that one of the things is you brought up prospects and how much will it, the big fish, how much would it, would it take a lot maybe to get Scherzer, but maybe not as much now. For me, with the GM that I have, Mr. AJ Preller, who the hell knows? He could give up the 43rd ranked prospect and for some reason he'll get a great player out of it. Like I just feel like we don't know. I think oftentimes in any trades, you shouldn't assume that a team is out of it. Cause look at Joe Musgrove, for example, who pitched tonight and was pretty decent. Didn't rack up the strikeouts, but the control was really good. Any team could have traded for him based on what the Padres gave up. So you never really know. We assume what it'll cost for somebody, but you never know. But anyway, with that out of the way, the Padres need a bat, man. And the tough part though, is like, you have a lot of immovable pieces. Yeah, you can maybe move around guys like Jerickson Profar, Ha-Sung Kim, and whatnot, but Will Myers is getting paid a lot of money. If they could offload him, that would be interesting. And what I'm basically alluding to is that there any move is on the table. I think that the only one that wouldn't be is Hosmer. I don't think they can get rid of Hosmer. I think nobody's taking that contract. Myers, actually, now that I think about it, Myers' contract is pretty bad too. He's on the books for another like 2 or 3 years. So that one's pretty bad too. You'd have to give up a lot. So you might have to give up one of your Campuzanos, your Robert Hassel, Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams type, maybe to, if you gave him up and say for Joey Gallo over in Texas, you replace him or something like that, right? But you still don't know. You still don't know what is out there. Things can materialize, but there is a lot of moving chips. Like you just mentioned with Scherzer, like you just mentioned with, you know, how quickly everything can change, because I don't know if everyone knows where they are right now, right? We've still got like 7 weeks till the deadline. We've still got teams like, say, the Cubs, who if you asked like a month ago, everyone's like, yeah, we're waiting for it to finally just the tires to fall off. And instead, they're like, oh my God, why did we trade you Darvish? We're really good. So that's the kind of position they're in. Milwaukee, I imagine, is going to be buying, right? Because they've got arguably the best 1-2 in all of baseball. Yeah, the Mets have the best one, but Brewers might have the best 1-2 with Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff. So yeah, and they, very weird.
And
right,
they also have Peralta, who's a really good number three.
Yeah, Peralta's awesome. So yeah, I mean, if they can get any bat, that would be huge for them. If they can get themselves we talked about a Josh Harrison might help that team. That team needs a bat desperately, because also it looks like there's a vibe right now that Christian Yelich, I don't know, man. I don't know, the injuries, and it's just he's not putting it totally together. The MVP status of Christian Yelich to be able to carry a team might not be there. That might have subsided. Right. So I just think in general, there are this is going to be a weird trade deadline. But I do want to end it by saying the Padres, if they were not to do anything this deadline, it'll be the first time in literally over 2 years that they didn't make big splashes in either free agency, the offseason, or the trade deadline. So we'll have to see.
First things first, the fact that we start off talking about you as the Joker, and then when I asked you what the Padres needed, and your response is, we need a Batman, that really caught me a little bit off guard. It caught me a little off guard.
There's a Batman.
Yeah. Where does he get these wonderful toys? By the way, my mom listens to this podcast. She finally saw The Dark Knight. My mom loved... I grew up with my mom watching the Adam West Batman with us as kids. My mom loved the Michael Keaton, Tim Burton, Jack Nicholson Batman that came out my senior year of high school. And I remember taking her to see that, and she was thrilled.
Wow. She was thrilled. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And my mom has good taste. My mom's favorite movie is Raiders. I mean, she's got really good taste in movies.
Raiders.
And my kids finally showed my mom The Dark Knight last time we were up visiting. And she was blown away by it, as well she should. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to Locked On Joker, where we break down all the versions of the Joker. Here's a question I wanted to bring up.
Go for it.
With the depressed market, or with the depressed supply, but the huge demand for pitching right now, would the Padres do something daring like dealing Blake Snell? In sort of a three-way deal where they send Blake Snell to a team like St. Louis, a team that desperately needs any pitcher, anyone who can throw the ball 60 feet, 6 inches, doesn't even need velocity or motion. Can you just lob it over? And like the Cardinals would probably overpay for a player like Snell. And it's one of those, like, you know, they send Snell there, the Cardinals send a prospect here, and a bat comes back to San Diego. Would something like that be in the, well, no pun intended here, in the cards? Because would that be a little addition through subtraction? Because Snell has not been working out for San Diego. But so many teams desperately need an arm, and maybe they can make the case of maybe a change will do them good.
I don't think they trade Blake Snell. I think that he's been so bad. This kind of, I remember I made this comparison the other day. Do you remember when the Yankees trade for Sonny Gray?
Oh yeah.
And he had like the worst season ever. And then he left and then is on the Reds now and was good. Like significantly better. Like, I'm talking like not a, he had a 3.8 one year and then a 3.3 the next. No, I'm talking like he was like the worst, like number two in all of baseball.
He was a DFA candidate with the Yankees.
He was close at one point. Yeah. I think they really were about to. And then he just figured out. So that's kind of the vibe of Blake Snell right now. So the problem is that if you gave up on him, one, you do have to keep in mind that this guy has been really good before. Mm-hmm. His strikeout rate is still really good. Some of his off-speed stuff is still really good. And we have the whole World Series thing then. That's what's so crazy is now he is proving a lot of people right, unfortunately, about him, Blake Snell, right now. But a 5.67 ERA, or 5.76, I forgot which one.
The first number is five. That's what I need. That's all you really,
yeah, that's all you really need to know.
After the five, the rest of it's just details.
You would be selling extraordinarily low on Blake Snell, because also keep in mind the club control as well. You do have him, and if he pitches the way he's supposed to, even on the low side of what he's supposed to pitch to, that's, he has a really good contract for right now. Like, it's only another 3 years, only like $12 to $15 million, so I don't think they would do that.
But see, in a way, you're saying you're selling low on him. I make the point that because he has the team control, because he's clearly not fitting there, and there's nobody else. What you can get in return for him, you could patch whatever holes you need going forward in this year. Like, the window of opportunity, you know, it's not exclusively this year. I think the window of opportunity for the Padres is going to be the next few years, but it's not a limitless window open for a market like the Padres. Mm-hmm. You have to be daring. You have to be able to pull the ripcord. And the market, the supply and demand is so in the favor of San Diego right now, because no one else is there. You take a team like, I mean, first of all, forget just St. Louis. You take any American League team. The point I've been making all year long is that there is no favorite in the American League like there is in the National League. The Padres and the Dodgers, even though the Giants are in first, the Padres and the Dodgers are the two favored teams to win the National League pennant. There is no team, even though Chicago looks really good right now, even though Oakland looks really good right now, and the Astros seem to be able to hit home runs at will, there is no team that you look at and say they're unbeatable or be a huge upset. It wouldn't be a huge upset if someone eliminated the White Sox or Oakland or Tampa or any Yankees, Red Sox, Astros, Indians, whatever team makes it in, I think has an equal shot to go all the way to the World Series or be unceremoniously dumped. And so for each one of those teams, who knows the difference between playing golf or having home field advantage in the ALCS is probably only going to be a 3 or 4 games. They may overpay for someone like Snell. I feel like I'm doing a wealth front spot right now, but the fact of the matter is that the trade market would favor them to do that right now. And I think that you almost have to be daring, I think, to pull that off.
It's not impossible, but I think that their mindset right now is he's been so bad that there's only one way to go up at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Or only one way to go, and that's up at this point. I just can't see them doing that. And the other thing is that it's just in theory, it's like, bro, like just be like a decent number three at this point. Like, all right, I can accept you not being an ace. I can't accept you being, like I said, Sonny Gray on the Yankees, basically, is what he's been this year. He's been one of the dumb things in the Locked On chat that I have been going on is that I love Robbie Ray, but I don't like Robbie Ray anymore because he's actually good now. I liked the Robbie Ray where it was strikeout, walk, or gives up 9 hits in the game. Like, he was just so much fun to watch because you knew he was just going to tee off. And then he would have this incredible strikeout at some guys, some unhittable pitch. So I loved Robbie Ray, not a very good pitcher. And this year he's become good for the Blue Jays, which is ridiculous. And that's what Blake Snell has become. He's become the bad version of Robbie Ray. And I just can't, it's just, I don't know, man. But you are right. You do make a good point about the whole like supply and demand. Yes, teams do want pitchers right now. And you know, you look at, it's just, you can never get enough of them. And I think that that's the Padres mindset though, right now. They're like, right now we know in the playoff series, it's Darvish, Musgrove, and crazy enough, Chris Paddock, the former sheriff, is probably the guy that if the rotation, if we started the playoffs today, he's probably the one they might be like, you're going number three. And Snell, we might have to bring you out of the bullpen at this point. That's how bad he's been. And especially considering they gave up Luis Patino, one of their great prospects for him. It's not going well, but it's definitely not. And look, I also started, so it's a little hypocritical for me not to say, like, I did say that AJ Preller is a madman. And I alluded to that. Like, if there is a GM that could do a quick pivot, you trade big on Blake Snell, former Cy Young winner, all this stuff, and then trades him at the deadline. AJ Preller is wild enough to make any move. The only guys, yes, Tatis, Machado, I think Trent Grisham, I think Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, guys like that. But yeah, like, could he trade one of those awesome prospects that they have and get Max Scherzer? Like, I don't necessarily think they should do that, but he could. It's there are so few possibilities with the Padres that would shock me, where I'd be like, I can't believe they did that. Would I raise an eyebrow if they traded Blake Snell? Absolutely. But I'd also be like, look, this guy, AJ Preller, this is the same dude that traded for him and Darvish in 24 hours. So, like, you know, everything's on the table as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? It just dawned to me. Do what they should do with Blake Snell. And this may be the thing to turn him around. Get him a Built Bar. Built Bars are the best tasting protein bars everywhere. Now, what's your favorite Built Bar flavor?
Mine is either there's three actually. I have Apple Almond Crisp, which they don't currently have back in stock, I believe, right now. The Coconut Brownie Chunk, which I think everyone agreed was the best. What was elite all-timer stuff. And then it was this raspberry cake one. You brought this up in our chat, and it got disrespected in the day, long-time listeners in the bracket. Those are the awesome flavors, man.
Oh, yeah. The raspberry is my favorite one. That to me, I love, like, I can't just grab a handful of raspberries and shove them in my face. But raspberry with something else to me is great. Like raspberry yogurt, you know, raspberry on, you know, in your oatmeal, and raspberry Built Bar. That chocolate flavor and the tanginess of the raspberry, that it's like having peanut butter and jelly. It's fantastic. And peanut butter brownie is no slouch either. These are great. But do you know what, Javi? You may not realize this. I know our listeners do. Built Bar flavors, they're the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams net carbs. Some of them have 18 grams of protein. What are you kidding me? It's like you're eating a steak. 180 calories, 5 grams sugar, only 5 grams of net carbs. They're fantastic. And do you know what? I got an offer. And do you know what? Out of the goodness of my heart, I'm going to extend this offer to Locked On Padres fans as well, not just the Locked On MLB listeners. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, we're here with Javier Reyes, the host of Locked On Padres. Padres had an absolutely surreal victory tonight in front of a packed house, and basically kicking off. That was the first full capacity game at Petco, right? For the season?
Yes, it was.
And boy, they're coming home with some memories.
Coming home with the memories of a lifetime, man. Absolutely.
And there's some schmuck who, after the India, was it India home run to give the Reds the lead? You know, some schmuck said, now let's beat the traffic.
Yeah. You know, someone pulled again with the NBA correlation, the Miami Heat, when they were literally the reeling out the trophy for the Spurs. And then you saw they have video footage of this. All. You should look this up. You would enjoy this.
Oh, I remember Miami that game.
You remember that game?
Oh, I remember that
the
game.
The fans leaving the stadium. And then you see them running back to get in. And God bless those security guards. They said, nope. I don't care if I just saw you leave the stadium. Nope. It's what you get. I 100% agree. You're in the NBA finals. You know how much money, but you spoiled brat. Just stay for the end.
That was the one where Ray Allen hit the three, right?
Bang. Yeah, that's right.
That's unbelievable stuff. NBA is my second favorite sport. You know, and Ray Allen, I loved him when he was with the Celtics. And there you go. There you go. Well, look it. We've got. This is not Locked On NBA. This is Locked On MLB. And we have ourselves a full weekend of fun baseball going on. The Mets And your former boy, Lucchese, is pitching against the Nationals. The Mets lost a heartbreaking game where they let up a two-run home run in the second at-bat of the game, and the final score was 2-0.
That sounds about right for the Mets.
Yeah. Who, you know, but there you go. The Indians, who are finding their bats, and Jose Ramirez is averaging 40 RBIs a game or something like that. Whatever it is. It's, mm-hmm.
It's 40. I checked.
Yeah.
It's 40.
Yeah. Put him on your fantasy team. Activate him. Mm-hmm. They're playing mm-hmm. the Pirates. Wow. That should be a few wins for the folks in Cleveland. The Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles in the all-birds series. And while the Orioles are terrible, the Blue Jays could not have handled the Yankee series worse. Mm-hmm. That the Yankee bullpen was on the ropes the first two games.
Vlad, and man,
they could not get that big run in. And today, the Blue Jays hit into a triple play that if it were included in one of the Bad News Bears movies, you would say, do you know what? That's a little too much. No team would be that incompetent on the base paths. I saw that triple play in the highlights before the game ended, and I just thought, do you know what? That should be a walk-off, even though it was the first inning. It's like, no, we're done. You don't deserve to play. You don't deserve
100%.
You're a major league team. I know you're playing in a minor league stadium in Buffalo. You are nominally major leaguers. That was a disgrace.
Nuts, by the way. By the way, the stadium thing. That's so nuts, by the way, just to see that.
I know. By the way, one of the best series of the weekend is going to be played in the Bronx as the A's and the Yankees are going to be locking antlers. The Yankees, of course, were stumbling and bumbling, and who knew a trip to Buffalo was what they needed, was the elixir that they needed, but they went from being, oh my God, are they going to fall below 500, to having a nice three-game winning streak, getting their mojo back. Gerrit Cole looked at all this strange stick-em stuff on his fingers. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, why don't I keep throwing great baseball? What do you think about me now?
I will say one thing. Unlike the Padres, the Yankees, I don't know how many chips they have to move if they did do a trade. They don't have much, man.
They don't have much.
So that's they're in a little bit of a, like, you can't trade Stanton, too big contract. Only three teams in the league will afford that. You aren't trading Judge because he's awesome. LeMahieu, you're not trading him. Like, it's unlike the Padres. At least the Padres have some farm guys. Like, the Yankees are in a weird spot. So
the Yankees are in a weird spot, and they're going to be playing Oakland, and Oakland has been playing really, really good baseball, and their bats, especially Olsen, have been heating up. It's a strange situation where the A's are the favored team basically in that series in the Bronx. But we'll see how it unfolds. Jameson Taillon, who has been pitching, I couldn't tell if that was his ERA or his social security number in recent starts, but we'll see what happens there. Two teams that I thought were going to be huge contenders are facing off in Atlanta, the Cardinals and the Braves. The Braves have just been awful, awful with a capital awful. The Cardinals have started to turn things around. They went through a terrible streak, but they've been starting to pull some wins back, and they're climbing back into contention. Fried is pitching for Atlanta. Martinez, who has a terrible ERA, but pitched really, really well his last game, got a hard luck loss. So we'll see what happens there. Talk about disappointing teams, the Minnesota Twins and Jose Berríos. Should the Twins consider dealing Berríos if for no other reason they could get a real haul, or do the Twins just count this as a fluke year? Either way, Nelson Cruz is all but traded, and they're going to be playing the Texas Rangers. Mike Foltynewicz, who has been a huge disappointment with the Rangers, but has been a talented pitcher in the past. Maybe they're giving him as a showcase and maybe get a piece or two for him. The Red Sox and the Royals in the which team is employing Andrew Benintendi series is going on. The Red Sox starting pitching has completely fallen apart, so naturally they've moved to within a half game of first place. Baseball is funny that way. The Red Sox are a half game out. The Royals are struggling after that great start. A rematch of the 2005 World Series, which is weird because both teams are in the American League, the White Sox and the Astros. Carlos Rodon has to be one of the great stories of this year. one-time terrific prospect, tons of injuries, threw a no-hitter, and has been putting together an all-star caliber season for the Chicago White Sox.
Like that.
Yeah.
Two pitchers. Giolito took some time. Maybe Rodon is one of those guys that took a little bit of time. That would be a great story if they had the two guys, former top prospects that not immediately, you know, were breakouts, but then like 2 or 3 years later, they just figured it out. I'd love that.
Well, and, that you, White Sox and you could potentially have four outstanding starters when you also include Lynn and Dallas Keuchel. The White Sox, I've said over and over again, there's no overwhelming favorite in the American League. But if there is at least a mild favorite, the team that I picked to go to the World Series against the Padres, mind you, the White Sox are playing the Astros, which should be a really good series. The Brewers are playing the Rockies. And the Brewers better start getting their act together a little bit because they're allowing the Reds to sneak back in, albeit after the Reds. Who'd they play last night? Was it a boring game?
They played the Friar Faithful, man.
I know. Shohei Ohtani is not going to pitch, but he may be in the lineup as the Tigers and the Angels are playing in a game that would be really, really good if we had a time machine and went back to 2014. The Los Angeles Dodgers are playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are a minor league team in Arizona who, for some reason, are allowed to play in the National League West this year. Yes. We're not sure how that clerical error took place. The last time the Diamondbacks won a game was when Luis Gonzalez blooped that hit over Derek Jeter's head to give them the World Series in 2001. They've been winless since then, or maybe it just feels that way. Now, tip of the hat, my Uncle Don, who I love dearly, is a diehard Phillies fan. My dad was a diehard Giants fan. The Phillies are playing the Giants in that series. That means a little too much to me emotionally. Johnny Cueto is going for the Giants. It's funny, the Giants loaded their team with a bunch of one-and-done players, thinking they're going to have a ton of trade chips come the deadline, and they would, except they're the best team in the National League right now, at least in terms of win-loss record. The Rays and the Mariners, Yusei Kikuchi is going up against Michael Wacha, two talented pitchers with really funny names. The Rays remain in first place, but only half a game ahead of the Red Sox, and the Rays blew a huge game on Thursday. We'll see how that plays out. And the Friars. Paddock versus Santillan, Padres, Reds. And I predict that Chris Paddock will throw the first no-hitter in San Diego. Oh, man, old habits die hard. But the Pods are looking to see if they can build upon the dramatic win. And that is going to be a look at what should be a super fun weekend of baseball. Because by the time we come back and do this podcast on Monday, we will officially be in late June. Javi Reyes, where can people listen to your podcast?
You can listen on all the podcast apps. Just search up Locked On Padres on there. You will find it. Himalaya, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. You could follow the Twitter page for the show, which is at @LO_Padres on Twitter. All sorts of good memes on there. All sorts of fun jokes on there, or my personal account, which is at Javipeno, JAVIIPENO. All sorts of memes on there too. I tweet about baseball for the engagement every now and then. And then also just, you know, dumb movie stuff and TV stuff. And also cool website coming out soon, Just Baseball. Me and Aram Layton of Locked On Marlins, who you guys might be familiar with, just in terms of the Locked On community. He is the founder of it, launching June 22nd. It's a big deal, guys. It's going to be absolutely rad. Look forward to that. I may or may not be writing about the Padres.
All right. Well,
just may or may not be. It's just the thing that I talk about all the time. So might be my skill set.
And for us, you can follow us at Locked On MLB Pods on Twitter and Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Talking about a perfectly normal Thursday game between the Padres and the Reds with Mr. Friar himself, Javier Reyes. This has been Locked On MLB for the 18th day of June 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.